This life in the spirit as leaders, I'm doing better and doing my best. I'm seeking every day. I don't want to cheat you in no kind of way by being sorry, lazy, sloppy, and just throw up something. I want to speak under unction by the direction of the Spirit of God. I don't want to get in no rut. It's trying to make me look good. I want to tell you who is good. I'm not concerned about me looking good. Hallelujah. I'm concerned about you and me, us, we. Let's get in our place. Take your place. Stop letting the devil rule your home. Stop letting him rule your body. We open the door. God didn't put no sickness on us. We don't want to open that door. We got to be bold. We just got to be man enough, woman enough to admit, I missed it. I said something. I ate something. I did something. I didn't believe God. I said, I talked to talk, but I just didn't believe it. That's why, because he said, I give unto you authority. Didn't say I'm going to. He said, I give unto you authority to tread on. Am I right? Hallelujah. On serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. Listen to this statement. I took this statement from Brother Hagin here. The elevation of the believers to be seated at Christ, or seated with Christ at the right hand of the Father took place potentially at the resurrection. When, if you can put up Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. If you put it up in the New King James, be fine. Or whatever. Just if you put up Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. And this is what he said in Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. Even when we were dead in sin. What happened? We were dead in sin. Sins has quickened. That word quicken means what? Made alive. Listen to what he's saying. Excuse me. Made alive together. Made alive together. When Christ was made alive in the pits of hell, we were made alive together with him at that instant, that moment. That's when we were made alive. So he said, we were made alive, quickened together with Christ. Then he said, by grace, you're saved. Look at verse 6. And, you know, and is what? Conjunction, and it just, what it's doing is adding to what just been said, right? It didn't disconnect it, added to it, connected it up. And has what? Notice he didn't say had raised Christ up, but had raised us up together. We were quickened together. And we were raised together. Are you seeing what God wants us to see? We were quickened together. We were raised together. Then he didn't suggest if you thought it was a good idea. He didn't say that. He said, and made us. He didn't suggest you think this is good and you can go ahead and do it. He didn't say that. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now he wants you, and me. He wants to get that revelation on the inside of us. Right here, on the inside of us. Because it happened. And the devil can't do nothing about it. I mean nothing. You just need, it's just like I put a $1 million in the bank. And T. Walker walk around on earth the rest, all his life. It's there all the time. Joint account. He has just as much right to that $1 million as I do. Because I set it up that way. I'm living good. He just barely struggling, old beat up car, tying the doors on with bell wire and strings and stuff. What is that face in the, is that face in the giant, that guy that had to start the car and push it off and off? I think that was that on that movie. But what was wrong? What's wrong with it? It was there for him all the time. He could have been driving a car like mine. He'd been doing everything, you know? That's what God wants us to get. You can do. Jesus came here in human flesh in the form of a man and showed us how a God man should live. He didn't borrow from nobody. He didn't beg nobody. If he needed some money, he told Peter, go down there and catch a fish and look in his mouth and get the money out. The people came to him in a desert place. And they didn't know what they were going to do. So the 200 penny worth won't do it. The only thing we found was what? A little lad with his lunch. And he had two fish and five what? He said, bring it here. What did he say? Bring it here. And he said, Father, thank you. You get a chance to show all these people what you can do inside of a God man. Woo! Then they start breaking bread off of bread off of bread, fish off of fish off of fish, and fed 5,000 men besides women and children. And people take that as a fairy tale. No, God said, this is what I expect of you, because you join with me. I expect you to do the same thing. But we'll go around, you know, we'll say, that was Jesus. My God, who are you? So when a little stuff show up, we believers, too many believers, tuck tail and run. We don't stand up and say, I don't fear nothing. I'm not afraid of anything. I don't care what Satan bring up on the earth. I don't care who he bring it through. I don't care how much he bring. I ain't going nowhere until my work is done. I'm not going anywhere. But we start saying, oh, what if? And see all that. Why? Why? Because we're trying to please the flesh rather than walking in the spirit. We have to learn how to walk in the spirit and abide there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.